This is RTI, from the heart of Europe to the world, the station of the stars.
Welcome to Postcard from Pop Rad, boys and girls. I trust you are well. We are in manic mode at the moment, but that's another story and we won't worry about it too much. This is Postcard from Pop Rad on a glorious new month of July, based in Pop Rad here at the base of the Tatry Mountains, where there is still a little bit of snow, not much. I'm going to probably have to report no snow next week. The reason we call Postcard from Pop Rad is because that's where I'm sitting talking to you now, in Slovakia, on the east side of things, and it's our attempt at a sideways look at the news regularly each week. Hi to the guys at Talk Radio X, Replay Radio, Audio Boo, and you lovely folks on RTI as well. Joining me, as always, the three musketeers are here, and we start off with Dog Tanyan in the UK. It befits his face, Lee Banks.
I must say, honestly, oh, what a beautiful morning.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. That was the geezer from Dallas, wasn't it?
Dallas?
Yeah.
It wasn't Dallas, yet.
It was. The bloke from Dallas used to sing that song.
Oh, Howard Keel. I remember. Yes, Howard Keel. I've interviewed Howard Keel in his hospital bed. I wasn't in his hospital bed with
him. And laughing in the background from Gay Barry, it's one of the founders of the consumer action group, Mark Gander.
Hello there from Gay Barry, rather grey and overcast. We're going through a really cold patch here at the moment.
So, hang on. Doof, 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 doof. Can we have an update on the broken collarbone?
On the broken collarbone? Well, the collarbone still goes click, click, click at night. And,
are you sure it doesn't go doof, 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 doof?
No, it just goes clunk, click every trip. So I don't know. I hope it's getting better, but I just find it strange to believe that these things really can heal when they're still moving around and popping out from now and then. So I don't know.
Can you use your arm?
I could use the other arm.
Is that the arm you should be using?
Stop it! Stop it!
Are you talking for stridulation?
I didn't put any Asian in it.
Well, you're the one who was singing. I thought that was a stridulating sound, actually.
Anyway, listen, I've got to say hi to some guys who are going to be listening to this program. One being Nick, Eddie, and Adrian, and Gordon, and Myra are all going to be sitting around with me a bit later on, and apparently are going to subject their ears to listening to this program when they've stopped working. Bless. So that's your name checks done. Before anything else starts, because I know how you two are both into old people's music.
Yeah, I like a bit of Eartha Kitt and things like that.
So I want to know.
I like the way they hum actually when they're in their chairs.
Yeah, that's because they don't bat as much as they should.
So I just want to know whether you two know which famous guitarist has been playing in Sheffield this week.
I do.
In a pub.
I do.
Good grief.
I don't.
And I can't remember.
I'll give you a clue. Down, 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 down.
Give us another clue.
Oh, for goodness sake.
That'll be Simon Amstel. Go on.
That's his goodness sake.
No.
Is that a clue?
Right era. Dwayne Eddy has come out of retirement.
Dwayne Eddy?
Yes. He's been playing in a pub in Sheffield with a local musician there, and apparently he's going to bring out a new album.
Good on you, Dwayne. How old's Dwayne now?
Well, he looked about a million.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
He got the same.
Did he know he was playing?
Sounded very good, but I must admit, he did have similar wrinkles to Lee.
I don't have wrinkles. You're so rude to me. You put me on a bad mood every time we start this show by being rude about me.
I'm looking at your picture right now, and it has to be...
You pervert.
And it has to be said.
You pervert.
It has to be said.
You have my face on your fridge?
No. inside. It has to be said. Who's that famous chef, the one that swears a lot?
Gordon Ramsay.
That's it. I think
the other wrinkly. Looks like an old dog.
I think you need to go to see Gordon Ramsay's.
He's losing it again, Mark. He loses it all the time now. That's his age, you know.
Gordon Ramsay's bloke who sticks the needles in his face to get rid of the wrinkles.
Does he really?
He does.
Oh, does
he? He does. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He said,
what, oh, he
pumps it up or sucks it out?
Pumps it up.
Hey,
pumps it up.
Hey.
What?
This is a family show.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
Allegedly. MediApp returns of the day to China. The People's Republic celebrating 90 years old today. Blimey.
Well, I think I've caught China out in a bit of Atari diddle.
Have you? Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, if they're 90 years old today,
yeah.
Where's all this ancient history come from? Eh? Eh?
Very good. Yeah, I like that. Very good. And nice to see the new royal couple in Canada on an amazing trip. And it was what I found was the stardom stuff. Kate Middleton with a little girl having her photograph taken on a mobile. Like all the megastars do it. And I thought that was very, very, very sweet of a little girl. So she had
She's a bit more rock and roll than the rest of the royal family, really, isn't she?
She is, actually. She is a bit more rock and roll. But I think if you include Harry in the three thing, all three of the younger royals, as they are now, seem to be definitely more rock and roll. And good luck to them.
Yeah, good luck to them. Yes. And to China.
And to China. Of course, we should commemorate the fact that it's also, had she been alive, Princess Diana would have been 50 years old today as well. Sadly missed. Today.
I'll tell you what, I met her twice, and I interviewed her once.
Oh, you've had, yes, I remember, she told me about it.
Just a bit of pillow talk with
her. Yeah, right.
But no, I did, and all I was going to say, I wasn't going to brag and show off or do anything untoward, right. I was just going to say that in reality, have you seen the mock-up pictures of how she would have looked?
Yes.
Yeah, and he sees that she looked a bit like Gordon Ramsay, and I think that's unfair to
her. No, stop it.
Because she was absolutely incredibly beautiful.
Yeah,
and I think these pictures, the pictures they've done of the mock-ups, are a bit insulting.
True. Anyway, let's move along, boys and girls. We often ask this question on the programme, and comments have been made in the past about why do things happen when we mention them on Postcard from Pop Rad?
I know, I forgot to put on the list that one of mine.
Absolutely, I thought you might have. Anyway, in true sitcom style, I don't believe it! A couple of weeks ago, gentlemen, please back me up on this, did we not put on the internet and talk about how to connect Skype onto your television?
It's true.
Just disagree with him.
Thanks very much indeed. So, yesterday, what did we get come lumbering its way into the news box? Skype today announced an updated version of its Skype for Android app. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. All you've got to do is get a 32-inch screen television app.
Yeah.
Telephone.
No, actually, I've tried it. It does work well. And with the new version, which you can put on phones that sort of plug into your... television plugs on them, you can now watch and talk using Skype on your television.
Ooh, what, I thought you could do that anyway.
You can.
Didn't we do something on that a couple of weeks ago?
Well, I think you couldn't watch it, could you, if it was on Android?
Well, yes, you can, but I mean... You can now.
Yeah.
But the point is, we were talking about this 2 weeks ago. We put a fact sheet up on the internet of how to do it.
And
I have to say, can you imagine coming home with your Android mobile phone? You don't have to muck about plugging the cable in, making sure you got the battery charged up so you can watch it on your telly. Surely to goodness, isn't our cheap option a damn sight easier way of doing it?
I think it is.
But can I say this Skype doesn't work with all phones?
No, it doesn't.
No.
I have to say, the television thing, right? I tried it and I sat there and assiduously followed the instructions.
Yeah.
And it didn't work.
Well, that'll be you then.
It has to be me, isn't it? Yeah. Couldn't be modern technology being a load of old rubbish, could it?
No.
Because I tell you what, very quickly, I'll tell you another success. 30 seconds to do another RTIFM success story.
Right.
You know, all this trouble I've had over the phones. And at the moment, you can't phone me on the house phone. You've not been able to phone me on a house phone for 3 weeks.
Why not?
And I've bought new phones. I've stomped them. I've chucked them in the bin. Nothing works. And you know what we found out?
What?
By phoning up, and it was actually Andrea who phoned up, who now and again does a little bit of research for me for RTIFM.
Mm-hmm.
She phoned up as a researcher, told them the score, and guess what?
Go on.
After all these weeks and months of absolute hell, which we've mentioned on the show, they're sorting it out, they've apologised, and they've given us compensation.
Really?
Whoa.
Hang on. You were using RTI as a tool to get compensation, right?
See where this is going. Now, deny.
This is the Three Musketeers on the show.
It doesn't matter. So, yeah, Mark, I can defend this so easily. Let him ramble.
Therefore, and I'm sure Mark will endorse this comment, I think the compensation should be split three ways.
Well, I think I want my cut as well.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you very much.
Yeah, cut'll go well with your broken arm.
Collarbone, dear. But anyway, you won then.
Yeah, well, yes. And the compensation actually is the fact that because we hadn't used our hub...
Listen to this. Here we go.
This is the truth. This is incredible. All right. And I have no shame in passing this out to the listeners because I think everybody who's involved with some companies like BT should be aware of this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because we didn't use our hub phone, because it was a load of absolute, that word that begins with C and ends with rap,
yes.
Right? They cut it off.
No.
They cut the phone off for what they classed as security reasons. Now, I don't see what the security is about
but
a phone.
They didn't tell you. They never informed you.
They never informed us and carried on charging us for it.
Yeah, well, that's probably right, actually. I mean, they shouldn't inform you because it would be insecure. I mean, it was a secret.
That's right. Security reasons. And they couldn't alert us to the fact that there was something wrong. So they had to keep taking the money off us. You're right, Mark.
Yeah.
So anyway, when we told them what they'd done, that's when they went back, I can't remember now, a couple of years, to give us back all the money that they'd taken that they shouldn't have had.
Excellent. For 2 years?
They went back over 2 years, yeah. Don't pin me down. I don't know the story that well.
I'm just thinking he should be flying you out to here as well, Mark, and he should be buying the drinks in the local bar.
Well, I absolutely think so. I absolutely think so.
Sorry?
That's very good.
£90.
Yeah. That's 30 quid each. That's all right.
Yeah, but I can't afford to buy. I'm going to get... You know what I'm going to go out
just
and buy?
Just send me a cheque. Don't worry about it.
No, listen, guess
what? What, with a guarantee card?
Sorry, if you don't realise that, they've scrapped using bank guarantee cards in the UK this week as well.
What? My bank card doesn't work anymore?
No.
Well, nobody's told me about that either. What's that for? Is that for security reasons? Yes. Mr. Bank's card doesn't work anymore, but we're not selling you.
There speaks a journalist based in the UK with Mark and I based outside the UK, and we know what's going on in the UK.
It's because you've got nothing else to do.
Here's another security story, because for years I've had my bank, Lloyds, who I hate, who have been sending me out when my card has expired, sending it out to Paris. Suddenly, they've just said to me, no, we don't send them out to Paris. We don't send them outside the UK because of security reasons. Quite amazing. So they said, have you got a UK address? I said, well, I can give it to you, but there'll be nobody there to receive it. They said, that's all right, we can send it there. So they were happier to have a card floating around and not being received and possibly stolen by the postman or something terrible like that, rather than send it out here where it's worked every time. Anyway, after over an hour of very excited conversations, they finally said, oh, yes, no, in fact, there is a way we can do it. You're quite right. Very, very sorry. And they offered me compensation.
Wow.
And this was just 2 days ago.
Wow.
And I have to say, they said, we're going to compensate you. I was about to say, all right, well, I'll settle for 25 quid. They offered me 100.
Wow. Hang on a minute.
You have to get more compensation.
Paid for by the taxpayers who own Lloyd's Bank. So thank you.
All right. Talking of banks and problems, let's move over to Greece. Riots as the MPs were debating the debt crisis in Greece. I have to say, to start this off, I'm very sorry for people in Greece, and I do appreciate the problem, but if you've only got 50p in the bank, you can't have 75 pence out.
That's right, and that's exactly... Did you like my headline?
Well, drachmas, actually. Is
they... Well, drachmas. No, they're euros now.
Yeah, they're on euros.
They will be
drachmas
soon, the way they're going.
Good headline.
Yeah, go on, you can do it.
I did greased tightening.
Grease tightening.
Well, no, I agree. Yeah, and it's, I don't know, it's a very awkward situation with them, isn't it? Because if you think they have all these problems, these financial problems, and they were actually going to run out of money completely and utterly. That's it. Nothing in the pocket, nothing in the bank, nothing nowhere in the middle of July.
Exactly.
Unbelievable that a country can allow itself to fall into this incredible mess. Then turn, it's like me going, I can't say I couldn't pay my mortgage and they're going to repossess it. It's like me going and knocking on the next door neighbour and saying, can you lend me £50,000 to pay my mortgage off, please? Because we are living in the same village.
I genuinely, for the normal citizen in Greece, who's, you know, on €400 and €500 a month, I do sympathise with you, but what would you rather have? €400 or €500 in your pocket, or, you know, drachmas that are worth about €1 a month? That's the choice.
One can top I say tip, that, that this problem in Greece is not only caused generally by the economic crisis, but in Greece particularly, as far as I've read, this seems to be a culture of corruption, tax evasion.
Sort of greased palms, then.
Sort of absolutely greased palms. And it seems that that's such a serious problem in Greece that that's made a major contribution. So, in a way, you know, maybe, although these people are being subject to this tremendous austerity measure, maybe they've got to look at maybe their fellow citizens as part of the general mismanagement of the problem.
At the same time, 75,000 workers walked out in the UK this week, teachers and civil servants. And I suppose I've got a little offering with this because once upon a life I was a civil servant.
Never been anything civil about you.
The interesting thing was that a lot of people chose not to go on strike and carry on as normal, especially those in airports because of where you got your passport controls. That all carried on. And I have to say, I don't think this is necessarily about pensions. I think this is purely and utterly political.
I think it's absolutely purely and utterly political because if you think, and it's something that people aren't putting together and collating now, but just think how many riots are going on around the world again. We're going right back to the 60s.
Yeah.
And it's just a point I want to make on this, and I think this is a really important point about the 75,000 workers walking out. Mm. You know, all the politicians are up here and say, oh, well, this is absolutely disgusting. Think of all those poor little kiddie-widdies who aren't getting their education, all that. Yeah. But I haven't seen one politician who said, shouldn't we be looking at our own pensions first?
No, I'm not sure that's right, actually.
No, I would have to disagree.
I think that's just been debated in the House of Commons, and they're talking about bringing... in fact, I think they've actually just ordered that MPs' pensions will now fall into line with public sector pensions and be treated in the same way. So I agree with you. Normally speaking, they seem to give themselves higher pay rises than anybody else, but I think this time they are actually trying to conform with what's normal in the public sector. If I could just make one more point, and what I find really is amazing is that, you know, there's all this discontent, there's all this blaming of the political parties and so forth and the Conservative budget. And who isn't being mentioned here? The people who caused all this, the bankers. I haven't heard anybody, and I haven't seen any on the television, any posters or any anger directed towards the bankers who really have caused all of this, have still got huge payouts, are still enjoying huge bonuses, are enjoying huge pensions, and they are the people who are not suffering at all. That an amazing sleight of hand has been pulled here by the banking industry, and somehow I think the Conservative government has allowed them, and the agreement is that they will not be blamed, and they will get away.
That's right.
Well, actually,
everybody else will bear the problem.
Lee, you mentioned earlier that your partner does a little bit of research for you.
Yeah.
I wonder if we can give you a little task.
What's that?
Well, what's the average income of a teacher sort of who's been in the job for maybe 10 years or something like that?
About 26,000.
And what's...
It's already been done, dear.
Thank you, darling. And what's the income for a senior union leader?
It depends. You're talking in six figures for most of them. If they're you know, big, the leader of the NUT and places like that, fortune, if you think... I'm not sure if it is an NUT, I can't remember now, but one of their leaders is so comfortably off that they actually live in America, in Florida. Yeah.
No.
And live off their income from their union activities and direct things from the poolside in Florida.
Okay, and when there's a strike, presumably the teachers then don't book a day off, they actually lose a day's wages.
I can tell you a very true story about that. Only last night was I talking to a teacheress who had been teaching. She's head of department. I'm not going to name her because I'm going to say how much she earns and stuff. Hmm. But she actually earns £37,000 a year now.
Mm-hmm.
Which ain't, but you know, it's not brilliant, but it ain't bad. Yeah. And she, along with many of her other school people at this particular school, didn't bother to go on strike. She said, because, well, it's going to cost me like £200.
Right.
Yeah. So they didn't. A lot. The strike wasn't as big.
No, my point my point was the other way around, Lee.
Yeah.
The teachers that did go on strike, presumably they will have lost money.
Oh, yeah, of course they will. But the union leaders won't.
Exactly. So the union leaders say, come on, let's go on strike, anyways. And they're not being treated the same as their members are.
No, that's right. Absolutely. It happened to me in the 70s when we had the big newspaper strike, you know, when everybody was signing, was doing shifts and signing the name as Big Ben and Mickey Mouse and stuff like that. And we had the major strike, newspaper strike. And we were on picket lines. I was picketing. I was not earning money because of what was going on. But our union leaders, exactly the same. Coining it in, making a fortune on expenses as well, because we're shooting around from place to place. Is a bit iniquitous.
Yeah. Well, it is, really. I mean, it may be, you know, one would imagine that strike leaders ought to say, well, you know, every day that my members suffer a pay cut, I will take a pay cut as well, and it will go into the pool as part of the strike fund.
Yeah. I was reading something earlier today as well, because, you know, I know it's very early today, but there was a little glimmer of light earlier on, and the average pension for your average teacher who's done his average time, actually works out to be a little bit less than £5,000 a year.
My good God.
Yes, I couldn't understand how that was calculated. That seemed very, very low, actually.
It does to me as well.
Well, I have a company pension. That's, you know, and mine is probably, well, yeah, lower than that.
Okay, of course, because it's an add-on to the state, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah. And when I say I've got a company pension, hang on, that doesn't mean I'm a pensioner. That means that I retired very early.
Mm.
You have one of those red uniforms. You live in Chelsea, don't you?
No, I'm actually, can I just move outside the window a minute, lads? I'm looking out the window, and there are pink elephants flying past.
That's because you've had too many of your drugs.
Yeah, right. We'll come on to that in a minute. Hackers go to war on Al-Qaeda is our next story.
Really?
Well,
yeah.
Apparently, reported on NBC News, was the Al-Qaeda website being closed down because of hackers.
Yes.
I think it's hilarious because it's only, last week or 2 weeks ago where the English government replaced all the bomb-making instructions with cupcake recipes.
Yes.
I can't believe
what worries me about this really is that actual
what? He disappeared off the face. Now, you disappeared off the face of a planet for a second, mate.
Yes,
I'm here now.
Yes, you are here now.
That's nice. Yes. That was just me teleporting.
You sure that wasn't wasn't BT getting their own back on you?
It could be, couldn't it? No, I was teleportation to show how talented I am. But yeah, wars are now being fought on the internet.
Funny that. Another war that's raging at the moment is a kind of Facebook war where there's pretend drug dealing going on, allegedly. And is this the sort of thing we really want?
Well, why do you say allegedly?
Well, because I haven't seen it myself.
Well, it's there, it exists. It's called the Weed Social Club, and it was launched on Monday. But I don't understand this. It says it was launched in closed beta.
Well, it means it's a closed group and you have to be invited in, and beta is it's in the test phase.
It means all the drug barons are all being setting up.
Right. Yeah. Well, anyway, it's going to be launched properly. I don't know when now, but it's not far off. In August. It's going to be launched properly in August.
Right.
And to be honest, like the big famous one, the farm thing that Eric, because he has such a full life, plays on all the time. Right. What's
it called? Don't. I get so many requests to be friends on Farmville that I will publicly make the statement now. I do not go to Farmville. I have no intentions of going to Farmville. I can't be bothered with Farmville. And all the sort of clinkety-clinkety-moo sounds drive me potty.
I know. That's the point, isn't it? Because that's a beautiful little segue back to this story, Potty.
Oh, right? Yes.
Yeah, but, right, you've put me off completely now, but we've got Farmville's all right, even though it's boring and stupid and ridiculous.
Yeah.
Right? But because it's teaching wholesomeness and fun and part of the basics of life. This is teaching people to be drug dealers.
Well, I wonder if this...
Listen, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, the next thing, we'll have an equivalent kind of game sort of set up for sort of sex trafficking or paedophile trafficking or prostitution. You know, and of course, people will come up and say, well, I hope they'll say that that's not acceptable. And I must say, I think this is beyond the fringes, because it encourages a culture.
As we get to the end of part one, let me just say to any parents who are listening and concerned, make sure that your privacy settings are sorted out. And if there's a game like that with some of your teenagers playing it and you don't wish them to do that, block it, stop it, and it will go away. Because you can do that. You've got parental controls.
I'm sure it's going to lead to trouble.
You reckon?
Yes.
I do as well. I think it's such a ludicrous move. It's the lawlessness of the internet being dignified by one of the biggest players on the internet.
Yeah. Well, talking of which, as we get to the end, a little bit of housekeeping here. I must share with you one and all, and these two are going to go off in one in a minute because I haven't done theirs yet. There's now the start of a new app, which we will have a number of them shortly. The first one to be launched on Android phones, which is available now. We'll put a link on the website on RTIFM. He's named aptly Eric Wiltshire. So you can now take me on your mobile phone around wherever you want to go. It's absolutely free. There's videos of some of us. There's audio from some of us, links to the program as well, all sorts of stuff. So you can just click and it will work. It even takes you across to Audio Boo and stuff like that as well. Now available on the AndroidMarket.com, and you can download it for free there. And we'll make one for Uncle Mark and Uncle Lee once Photoshop has sorted out their pictures.
Who is this android? Do you reckon Eric's seeing her? Mark. Because he's getting on with her. He gets an app. We don't get an app.
And very shortly, it will be launched on the iPhone as well. There's an iPhone version coming out in about 2 weeks' time. So we will have apps for all of your favourite presenters here on Postcard from Pop Rad, including Lee. Mark, that'll probably come with an 18 certificate, won't it, Mark?
Yeah, the
only thing, absolutely.
My phone's so rubbish, I won't be able to get my own app.
I'll send you a picture of it by email.
I'll wear it on my chest like a badge. Yeah.
So now the first one's out. We are going to do one for the Consumer Action Group for Mark as well. So you'll be able to see some of the videos and activist work that they've been doing, as well as pictures of Mark. But he's requiring special photography on the photos. And the ones I've got, he won't let me use.
Yeah. Have you got him in his sling?
Yes.
And I'll be all right.
Yeah, but it's the sling between his legs that he wants removing.
Hey, people.
That's the end of part one of Postcard from Pop Rad, boys and girls. We'll be back fast and you can drink that milkshake.
From the heart of Europe to the world, RTI.